This morning, we have some guests with us who are not necessarily guests. They are family. Gabby and Pedro are doing some really awesome ministry in Granada, planting churches in the south of Spain. And they're going to come share a little bit about what they're doing in their ministry as they're taking the light into the world.
Good morning. We'd like to just take this opportunity to thank you as a church for partnering with us in our ministry in Granada. It is such a blessing for us to be part of this community. And every time we come, our hearts are deeply encouraged by your lives, by your love, your prayers. Especially for me, it's an honor as this church has been part of my life ever since I was born and my parents' ministry. And so it's really, really a special thing for us to feel as though we can continue that bond with you all. And we'd like to share a little bit about our ministry. Normally, Pedro would be the one talking, but English is a little easier for me, so I'm going to go ahead.
And then I speak something later.
You can say, yeah. He'll finish. So as Chris said, we are church planting in Granada. So church planting and evangelism and discipleship would be the key parts of our ministry. We've been in Spain for 14 years now, and in these years, the Lord has birthed a church. There are many families have come to faith. So now Pedro is pastoring that group of people. There's about 80 of them. So he's being a pastor now, full-time, which is a lot of what he's doing. And then he's also been part of starting a seminary, which helps train leadership for the church. We also have 3 small church plants that have started through that congregation in other towns around there. So we're trying to build up leadership to supply for those churches also. So Pedro teaches courses at this seminary. And he's also right now focused on a group of 5 young men that have a calling to pastoral ministry. So he's discipling them weekly. So we'd ask for prayer for those 5 men. I won't give you their names because you probably won't remember. Just pray for that. It has been a beautiful thing for us to see the Lord, like this song says, the Lord saves, and he does. And just through the preaching of the gospel, through the preaching of the word, just sharing that's the message that we have, and God has touched lives and has changed lives. Mm-hmm. And we've seen this in the church, and we've seen it as just week by week, there's the preaching of the word, lives are being continually saved all the way along, bringing in maturity to of their faith. So it's something beautiful to see. It's not easy to live in Spain. There's a lot of challenges, but I wanted to share quickly, just this past year, the Lord has opened many doors for me, especially to be able to share with the moms of our oldest daughter, Rebecca, is 5, and she started kindergarten. And this year, the mothers have just been asking me so many questions about the Bible, about God, about the gospel. And 2 of them, just in the past few months, have professed faith in Christ. So it's been exciting, and especially for me, as right now my ministry is to be a mom. That's my primary ministry. Mm-hmm. But it's been through that ministry of our home and our family and having people over and being involved in the community that we've been able to share the grace of the gospel of Christ. So that's been something special for this year.
Yes.
You want to talk now?
Yeah. Say thank you for your praise and support in our lives. And say that all the fruit that we can see in Granada is you have part in that. And we appreciate that when Jesus came and we be together there, you will see all the fruit that maybe now you don't know, but you will see that. And so we are glad for that. So thank you.
Thank you.